Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. State Senator Ken Rosenboom joins us on today's program to preview state budget talks when the legislative session starts up again on Monday.
We have a lot of big priorities, as we always do in Iowa, coming up this session. And one of those is figuring out the budget. It's always tough to figure out how to spend the money best for Iowans. And a lot of priorities coming up, like education. I know infrastructure has been a big topic of concern as well. So I guess, what are some of the challenges in figuring out the budget for 2015 and beyond?
Well, the budget, as you mentioned, will always be a political football. Since I've been in the legislature, of course, the dynamics have been the same. So you mentioned how we spend money, but the first question that has to be answered is how much money we will spend. We know revenues are down a little bit from what we've had in the past, or the growth hasn't been quite as great. Let's put it that way. So we have to decide how much money we're going to spend. Republicans are going to stick with those tried and true economic principles of not spending more than we take in, not spending one-time money for ongoing expenses, those types of things. And then how we spend the money that we are going to spend will be the next big issue. In my view, we've got plenty of revenue, seems to me, to operate state government. It's just that we spend a little too much in some areas. So that spending battle will always be there. I do sit on the Appropriations Committee, so I have a voice in that process. But we will end up with a compromise budget between House Republicans and Senate Democrats, as we have the last few years.
And where do you think the strength of Iowa's economy, what role does that play into it? Obviously, a big tax could also pass just 2 years ago with the same, I guess, setup in the House as well when it came to property taxes. So already some big tax cuts that have been passed by a split House. And what do you think the strength of Iowa's economy and that extra tax cut, what do you think that does to revenues? And how do you see Iowa's economy growing to kind of offset some of those tax cuts?
Well, it's a great question. You know, the last few years, the ag economy has really been the backbone of our budget growth or our tax revenue growth. That isn't as healthy as it was. You know, John Deere has laid off some folks. When you take $7 corn down to $3.50 corn, you have a lot less revenue into the state. That's just the hard, cold economic facts. That's why we've talked about, Senate Republicans have talked a lot about long-term projections. And again, this year, after the election, we reviewed the five-year projections of tax revenue. And we reviewed the commitments the state has made with spending. And the dirty little secret, if I can use that expression, is that spending will outpace revenue the next 5 years. Those lines will intersect or will cross. And that doesn't bode well. We have to find a way to limit spending, especially if we're to keep in mind that long-term goal. The other thing that I think needs to be mentioned in any discussion of the budget is the recognition that 55% of the state budget goes directly to education. And, you know, we have, with some of the reform the last 2 years, we've made obligations with education spending that have to be paid for. And that ends up being $150 million additional money in education per year over the next 3 years. The other thing I wanted to mention about that is I just mentioned education, but in addition to that, we have two other ongoing spending matters that concern me, and one is the property tax change reform that we made 2 years ago, which I think was a good deal. We have to recognize that that does save Iowa property tax owners a lot of tax going forward. But it does mean that the state budget has to make up that shortfall. We got to backfill those obligations. The other one is that's out of control is Medicaid spending. Medicaid spending continues to increase in the terms of $50, $60 million a year. And the feds have a bad habit of continually cutting Iowa's reimbursements. We operate a good, clean ship here. And we pay for it by the feds taking advantage of that and lowering their reimbursement rates. So that's an issue that I hope our Washington delegation can correct.
And thanks again to Senator Rosenboom for joining us on today's Vrenchka Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA and KRLS.